service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. I'm here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and County Appraiser Greg McHenry. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. I'll also be with you tomorrow on In Focus. We'll have Pottawatomie County Schools. We'll have Rock Creek's Superintendent Kevin Logan and Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter in for the first hour. Last half hour, we'll have K-State Black Student Union President Daryl Reese on the show, so be sure to tune in then. But again, right now, talking county this morning on this Tuesday, and Greg, you had some information you want to share about some surveys your office has sent out.
Sure, yeah, thanks. Our annual surveys have gone out this year. We typically send out two surveys a year that really help us kind of maximize our efficiency of labor and time in the office. One of those is what we call an agricultural use survey, and we mail those to anybody who owns a parcel that appears to be ag use or has been ag use in the past. That could be a farmer or rancher. That could be someone who owns a property in a rural area that may not actually be a producer but is leasing it to someone else for those purposes. It could be vacant lots on the edge of town that aren't developed yet, that are still being hayed or grazed or something for the time being.
Is there an acreage requirement for agricultural use? Or
that's a good question. There is not. Yeah, there is not. And, we have parcels that could be 20 acres, and it's a mix of residential use and ag use. And so we delineate all those areas. But the purpose of the ag use questionnaire, as we call it, is really to allow people to tell us if they are still doing ag use and what kind of ag use that is. You know, we're not trying to say you can't be ag use or you're not ag use. We really rely on folks to tell us what they're doing, and we go out of our way really to explain to them what they would need to do to get that ag use classification. Why is it important to get ag use classification? The statutes were developed in the reappraisal years, mid-80s, to basically have a friendly farm policy. You know, at that point in time, we were in a real severe down cycle in agriculture, and part of the reappraisal statutes included a methodology that allows agricultural properties that are actively used for ag purposes, income, agriculture, to have a much lower valuation method. They're the only properties that aren't market value of all the real estate properties. So it's important for folks who are producers, to let us know that they're still doing that, so they're valued that way and not at the market level, which could be 10 or 11 times higher in value in our particular county.
Is that common across the state or maybe even the country for ag land to not have to face the same standards that a free market has to face?
Right, right. That would be statewide. And, the differences between the ag use value and the market value are pretty consistent statewide. Agricultural real estate continues to sell higher than cash flow would indicate in most cases. And that's been the case here for a couple of decades or more. But across the country, it's kind of a mix, and more of the states are looking at an ag use formula. Nebraska was at market value. They're looking at ag use now because their rural folks are realizing that property taxes are really impeding, in their view, their ways of being able to stay alive and vibrant as a producer. So it's becoming a bigger and bigger issue. States like Indiana have a formula kind of similar to ours. That would be one good example. But we really rely on those surveys to prevent us from having to drive out and look at each one of those properties annually. That's the method we used to have to use back in the day. And we found the surveys are much more cost effective. And as long as our participation rate remains high, it saves us a lot of time and taxpayer dollars spent doing that versus looking at these surveys and verifying it with our updated aerial photography.
Now, before things switched up in the 80s, was it a kind of a more free market system on valuation for ag land?
It was. You know, the ag use formula really was meant to be a tax policy favorable towards smaller producers in particular in agriculture. And I came from a farm and ranch background myself and voted for that and saw the value in it. But it is something that's different from all the other real estate parcels. You know, our commercial properties, residential properties, even our exempt properties are valued at what we believe market value is. So
it's kind of an interesting situation when you look at for instance, the way the state budget has been the last few years, when they're finding deficits and trying to find any way to shore up those deficits, but you have ag land that's pretty much valued artificially low. It's kind of an interesting situation sometimes.
Yeah, you brought up a good point. There have been some interesting debates in the legislature in the last two sessions, particularly from some of the Johnson County legislators, about that very issue. They feel very strongly that it should be market value. They probably don't understand, on the flip side, what it's like to be in a rural county where most of the parcels are ag use parcels.
Right.
And a lot of those folks are, again this year, you know, kind of struggling to stay in business to some degree. And the ag use formula has kind of given them a little more level playing field for their ability to do that. And it's kind of been a way to kind of level out the burden of property taxes that could really swing up or down based on changes in value. It's a little more consistent way of providing some consistency for them as they look at their property taxes.
Especially when you look at their income being so based on, especially if it's a farm that relies on crops, you don't know what that income is going to be every year. So if you kind of know what your valuation is going to be on a consistent basis, I'm sure that's pretty helpful from a business standpoint.
Right.
And Brady, we had a caller who just a couple of moments ago called in and was driving, didn't want to hang on the line to ask the question directly, but he did have a question for Greg. And this is a result of some land value surveys from earlier this year that indicates that those ag parcels, that property, that valuation is going to be going up something like maybe 10% or more? Is that the anticipation?
That's correct. For the 2017 values, they actually went up a little more than that. And for 2018, I would, this is a guess at this point, Kansas State University actually produces those values in correlation with information that they get through lender surveys and surveys about levels of rent that people get from their properties for ag purposes. They kind of do a cash flow analysis, and property valuation is a part of that also. But K-State and PVD, as we call them, Property Valuation Division, will release those values around December 1st every year. And just as a slightly educated guess, I think we're probably looking at another increase of maybe 8 to 10%. The interesting thing about the formula, though, is that levels out over time. So this is based on an 8-year average. And so every year that we see a drop off changes those values. So as we continue to see maybe a flatter or declining ag situation, that again eventually starts catching up and it impacts those values so that they may level out or even drop in some cases.
Greg, taking into consideration the status of the current ag economy, that's really difficult news for a lot of people in agriculture to digest.
It is. It is. As I remind folks, including my own family, who's in agriculture, you have to keep in mind that the same 8-year average can impact you in a very favorable way when the ag economy picks up again, because you're still looking at some years in that 8-year cycle that were down years. And when I talked about that leveling situation, the nice part about that is as the economy picks up in agriculture and maybe land prices even start spiking again, you're not impacted by that because that 8-year average kind of levels things out a bit.
Fair enough. I bet with your family being so involved in agriculture and kind of what you do, I bet that makes Thanksgivings and Christmas is pretty interesting sometimes, right?
It can, yeah. Yeah.
All sorts of questions.
I have an understanding set of parents, though.
That's very good. Let's go ahead and go to our second break. More with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and County Appraiser Greg McHenry after the break right here on In Focus.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit